Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you for talking to Breakfast. Now, look, augmented reality, as I understand it, if I'm taking it from the Pokemon Go game, it's just something else put over our world that we're seeing through a screen. Am I getting that wrong?
No, you're getting that absolutely right. So augmented reality is essentially the ability to put an interactive dynamic object through like a handheld device into your real-world environment to supplement it or enrich your experiences.
Now, Microsoft have done something like this with a thing called HoloLens, haven't they? It's like a headset.
Yeah, that's right. The heads-up display on the Microsoft HoloLens is a pretty good example of where augmented reality is heading into as a commodity now.
Now, Pokemon sort of came out of nowhere, and it's the first game I can think of that's been, you know, intensely popular and used this kind of augmented or mixed reality, but other people must have been working on stuff. Have we just not been seeing them?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, you're always going to see something that's widely adopted by the market when it's released. I mean, Pokemon Go is built on the back of Google Maps and Google Street View. Niantic, the team behind it, were responsible for technologies that we consume pretty much every day now. And like AR has been around for a very long time. It's used by like people like NASA. It's used in the health industry. It's used for architecture. It's used for like even education. But it's about that mass platform adoption by a huge consumer market, measured in the millions now. Well, now it's become a lot more visible.
Talk to me about sort of the other uses for it. I understand that your group was actually out at NASA talking with them not that long ago.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we saw their hybrid reality or mixed reality laboratory at work, being able to see how they can merge the real world with the digital world to provide training in high-risk environments or with really expensive space shuttles. and that's a form, I guess, of how it's used in the back scenes. So people, especially at NASA, rely on these technologies and have relied on them since the 1970s to train astronauts. And yeah, we were there, we got to see it, so it was great.
That's amazing. 1970s people have been using this kind of tech.
Yeah, I mean, it's an emerging industry now, or it's defined as such, but it's seen as a second wave because we're seeing VR enter households and we're seeing the cost of it drop from $300,000 to $400,000 to, you know, a couple of thousand dollars to go into your home. And with smartphones or handheld devices, we're seeing that everyone has access to augmented reality and not just dedicated laboratories or complexes that can house these units.
So you think that this sort of kind of AR, augmented reality, be it via the heads-up display you were talking about before or your smartphone, is that going to be something that's going to become a bit mainstream? Are there going to be things that we're using day-to-day?
I think it's become mainstream already.
Well,
I mean,
very good point.
Pokemon Go in the first 48 hours was more widely used than Twitter was. So I think it's here to stay now.
But what about the non-gaming aspects of it? What kind of stuff can you see us doing day-to-day with it?
Oh, of course. So I think a better awareness of your environment through your smartphone is going to be a huge, hugely recognized thing and consumed part of augmented reality. Being able to cast information into physical spaces. So, for example, you know, I can drop a marker in the real world and tell you, you know, I'm here. Come meet me at this location. And you can view that location through your smartphone, for example. And these are really lightweight kind of ways that we can use AR to essentially enrich our lives from our day-to-day kind of stuff.
That's incredible. And so, yeah, it really is here to stay, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Hey, thanks so much for talking to Breakfast this morning. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thank you.